three sons, and a daughter.
And in California, Bay Area commuters have a new way to get to San Francisco. The area's first new ferry route in 7 years started running this morning from Richmond to San Francisco's ferry building. A one-way ride costs $9, while Clipper card holders will pay $6.75. Find us online at USA Radio News. No, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 33 windy degrees in Flemington, and if you're driving through the town, be careful, there's empty garbage cans. I'm turning it down.
Oh.
I was trying to turn the music down. I can't do three things at once.
Oh, okay.
Friday, mostly sunny, high of 31. Saturday, sunny with a high of 31 and a slight chance of snow, and then there is a 30% chance of snow on Sunday. And Mary Poppins just couldn't wait, did she? Your
turn. Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, my God. I got lost in the music. Jennifer playing the music to Mary Poppins Returns, the great new sequel to the original Mary Poppins.
I like the way the theme song.
I recommend it.
The theme song sounds like
they incorporated in the score
some
of the original music. Brilliant! They did a great job with it, Jennifer. They really did used a loving hand when they made the sequel. Which I'm very happy to see. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. So do you think I'm being drowned out? Is that what you're thinking? Probably. I'll push on anyway, Jennifer, because I am...
Soldier on.
I'm a pioneer. Welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry.
Intrepid.
And Jim Thatch. What?
You're intrepid.
I'm intrepid.
I'm carrying on.
I'm a naval ship.
Yes, you're a naval ship.
Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, I'm not very prepared today, Jennifer.
Shocking.
But I know we'll be talking about January programs and concerts and other 2019 events and things that we are planning. I said in my first Community Day meeting last week with the Chamber of Commerce is hosting Community Day again at the fairgrounds on June 1st. So save that date. It's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on, Jennifer. The Winter Reading Club is going strong. We'll talk about that. Jennifer says when you go into court, you are putting your fate into the hands of people who weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty. We'll talk about some children's programs. We'll talk about our new web page that is on the horizon. All that. We got a lot of trivia, too.
Excellent.
On today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Jennifer's a little under the weather, so you started it again?
I did, because I meant to do it, that it was going to keep playing.
So this
playing.
Is the overture.
Yes.
Mary Poppins Returns. All right, my two thumbs way up. Walk, don't run. No, run, don't walk. I'm sorry. To the theaters. And see Mary Poppins Returns. And
did it win any
child again.
Did it win any Golden Globes?
I don't think so.
I didn't either.
The Golden Globes are a lot of surprises. People don't appreciate musicals like this. I don't think it's going to win anything because people do not appreciate the musical is dead, Jennifer. It's dead.
I have to say, I was a little surprised that The Favorite won.
I thought like The Star Is Born is the favorite, and I don't think that won many.
It didn't. No, Glenn Close won instead of Lady Gaga.
Well, I don't know about that. But the Star.
You yeah, know she did.
The Green something.
Oh, the Green Book.
Green Book. That won a lot too. I think.
Yeah.
That and what was the other movie that won most of them? It was like two surprises. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I did not. I read about them.
I would have been surprised.
I know you would have.
Okay, so it's the library show. What can we talk about?
Well, I have all Mary Poppins all day, if you'd like.
Okay, I have the scoop here. So the scoop is out. The new scoop is out. Every 2 months, we have a library newsletter detailing all of our exhibits, events, programs, and other odds and ends. So you can pick one of these up at any county library and just bring it home, and you'll know what's happening in January and February. And then we'll make a new one for March and April, etc., etc., Jennifer. We have a couple exhibits going on in January at the North County Branch and at the Huntington County Library. In January at the North County Branch Library, if you stop by and see Pastels and More by Leona Chung and Gabrielle Yolenti. That's on display throughout the month of January at the North County Branch Library. And at the Huntington County Main Library, one of our favorite exhibits, annual exhibits, throughout the month, the art students of the Huntington Central Regional High School system will be showing their work. Actually, it's two shows. The first half of the month will be, they have so much work that there'll be a show for through about January 15th or so. Then they take that all down, and then a whole new group of students gets to show their work in our main gallery and in our lobby display cases.
You want to know my favorites?
And these kids, in 1 second I would.
Okay.
These kids, Jennifer, and you knew I grew up to be an artist. These kids
you grew
are
up?
Way, I don't think, am I Peter Pan? These kids are way better than I was. All of them, Jennifer, when I was in high school. These kids are so much better artists than I was. It's not even funny. I look at this work, and I think about the way I was in high school. I'm like, I couldn't compete with these kids. They're incredible. I don't know if my art program had. I don't know. And I was like, not far and away, but I was probably one of the best artists in my school. But I would have been an also-ran with these kids, so I'm very impressed. So good job, Huntington Central High School. To the teachers, all the teachers. I don't know the names off the top of my head. So what are ones do you like the best?
I love and they do it every year. They do teapots.
Okay.
I love them.
Teapots like ceramic?
Mm-hmm. They're in the showcases.
I'm a terrible sculptor. We won't even go into that.
But there's one that's a pineapple, which I have a lot of pineapples at my house. And there's one with acorns and fall leaves.
So everyone paying school taxes for the Huntington Central Regional District, you can be proud because these, at least the art department is really doing their job.
And the whole fine arts department, because we had the Fiddlers in back during December.
The music program and the orchestra is, I heard the orchestra at the Huntington Harmonizers Holiday Concert. The Huntington Central Orchestra is fantastic. I mean, they should tour. It's amazing. We have a great high school here. I know it's expensive, the school taxes, but I think they earn it. I think they really use that money wisely, and we have a great school that's really preparing our kids for college and the life beyond, so I think we're very fortunate. I don't have any kids in the system anymore, so I'm not 100% thrilled about that, but when I did, I pushed three kids through there.
Well, never mind.
Okay, it's no better time to read, Jennifer. Did you know that?
I did.
From December 21st to March 20th, we have the Adult Winter Reading Club at the Huntington County Library. You're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book and join us as we play Snow Bingo and we read our way through winter. If this sounds good to you, sign up on our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage to the Winter Reading Club. Sign up. You can print out a bingo card and play book bingo. Mark a score every time you finish reading a book. And then you can see how many bingos you can get before the end of the year or end of the season winter party on March 27th, 2019, where everyone who participates in the Winter Reading Club will have a big party for you with refreshments and games. It's a lot of fun. A lot of things to do. I think it's a good way to get through the winter, Jennifer. A nice pile of books and a good roaring fire. And winter.
Never the twain shall meet.
And winter should go through. I'm envisioning that's how you spend your winter.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
A closing to tell you about coming up January 21st will be closed. Martin Luther Jr. King. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Jennifer, is January 21st. We close that day. We're not closed the Sunday before, are we?
We are not.
Okay, so just the 21st. So mark your calendars on that one. Programs we've got coming up this week, Jennifer. At the North County Branch Library, this Saturday, January 12th, Bob James presents Elvis Presley. Unfortunately, this one is sold out, but it sold out so quickly. The waiting list is so long, we have another date. April 11th at the North County Branch, Bob James will come back to do his presentation about the great Elvis Presley. So, if you miss signing up for January 12th, hold on for April 11th, and you'll get to see Bob James as Elvis Presley.
And there's only 66 seats left for that one. So get
moving on that. Great. The Native Plant Society of New Jersey meets next Tuesday, January 15th at 7 p.m. Next Thursday, January 17th, Fred Miller has a makeup concert. He's going to present Cole Porter. The concert was canceled in November, the one snowstorm we've had so far. Jennifer was on Fred's Day. We have a movie that same night, Thursday, January 17th at 6 p.m. We'll be showing The Children. I've never heard of that movie in my life. The Children Act?
Yes.
The word act is not here, Jennifer.
Oops. As her marriage crumbles, a judge, Emma Thompson, must decide a case involving a teenage boy who was refusing a blood transfusion on religious principle.
And then one other program next Thursday. A lot going on next Thursday, January 17th. A lot to choose from. Maybe you can try to fit in a couple of these. But it's time to get organized with Amara Willie at the North County Branch on Thursday, January 17th at 7 p.m. Good time of year, January. Resolutions to get your life and your home organized. Amara Willie will be there to help at the North County Branch on Thursday, January 17th. At 7 p.m., all these programs Jennifer and I talk about are free and open to the public. If you're interested, we request that you reserve seats to these programs just in case they get canceled or whatever, that we can contact you. And you can do that through our new events calendar. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. We've got a spanking new events calendar. Just click on that, find the program you're interested in, click on that, and then sign up. It's that easy. You don't have to. But if you're a social person and you prefer to call and talk to one of our friendly reference librarians, you're always welcome to do that as well.
And the Children's Act will be shown again on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Yes.
Saturday with closed captioning.
Is this music getting you interested to go see the movie?
I do want to see the movie.
Okay, good.
I was going to go Monday, but I have a pretty bad cough, and so we're going to try again.
Okay, why don't we go to our first commercial break, Jennifer? We'll come back with Today in History right after these messages.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Welcome to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winberry. She's anxiously anticipating today in history, this time every week. I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, January 10th, in years past. I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on January 10th. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Jennifer, let's go back to the year 1776. What is published on this date in 1776?
Common Sense by Thomas Paine.
Very good. It's a pamphlet that kind of... I thought that was actually before that. Wouldn't I would have thought that was like 1774, because didn't that inspire people to revolt against England? 1776 seems a little recent. Like, it only took us a couple months to write the Declaration of Independence after Common Sense?
I think there was so much going on at once.
Really? Okay. 1812, Jennifer, the first steamboat on this date on the Ohio River or the Mississippi River arrives in New Orleans, Jennifer, for the very first steamboat goes down the Ohio and the Mississippi from Pittsburgh and arrives in New Orleans on this date, Jennifer. My question to you is, how long did it take that steamboat to travel from Pittsburgh to New Orleans?
6 weeks.
So 42. How many days is that?
42.
Okay. You almost doubled that, Jennifer.
It took
82 days for a steamboat to travel from Pittsburgh to New Orleans in 1812.
Wow.
82 days. That's unbelievable. You could have walked. Couldn't you have ran to New Orleans from Pittsburgh in 82 days?
I would think so. My gosh.
Okay, 1870, Jennifer. John D. Rockefeller incorporates what? I don't know why I put this here. John D. Rockefeller, the richest man in the world in 1870.
A bank?
What company does he incorporate?
I don't know.
His big company that they had he had the monopoly, and that's why he was rich and he ran all the other companies. That's Standard Oil. It was John D. Rockefeller's big company. Family, or he felt so guilty later on in life that he became like one of the biggest philanthropists of all time. So people can change, Jennifer.
They can.
1920, the Treaty of Versailles takes effect. What did the Treaty of Versailles say in its words?
It ended World War I.
That is correct. That's all I needed.
Oh, okay.
Officially ending World War I on this date in 1920. Okay, people born, I threw this one in for you, Jennifer, on January 10th, 1836, Charles Ingalls was born.
He was the man who would grow up to be the father of Laura Ingalls Wilder, one of the most famous pioneer families.
What did he do?
What did he do? He was a trapper. He was a farmer. He was a hunter. He played the fiddle. He married Caroline.
They call him farmer and carpenter here. Was he a carpenter in Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, he was a carpenter. Well, in real life, when he was in DeSmet, he worked as a carpenter.
Gotcha. Okay, 1904, Jennifer Ray Bolger was born.
He actually, oddly enough, he had a cameo, like a long-term cameo in Little House on the Prairie when they were in Winoka, that horrible, horrible season.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, but he's most famously known for the...
Six Degrees to Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
See how he can do. So good.
He was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. He also sang Amy. I'm once in love with Amy.
Oh, yeah? You know a lot about Ray Bolger.
I do.
Do you know a lot about Roy E. Disney, born on January 10th, 1930?
Didn't
Roy E. Disney.
Was born in what, 1930? He was Walt Disney's nephew.
Oh, very good.
Because we talked about his father not too long ago.
Yeah, Roy O. Disney, Walt's brother and partner.
Yeah, so he's the nephew.
Roy Disney is Disney's nephew. He just died he died 10 years ago. Wow. I'm surprised. Now, this is from the original Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Walt Disney's favorite song, Feed the Birds, when he was sick and dying. He'd have Richard Sherman come to his office every evening and play this song for him. Okay. 1943, Jennifer. Jim Croce was born.
He's a folk singer. Time in a Bottle?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Not really a folk singer, but a good kind of folksy.
Yeah, like the late 60s, early 70s.
Acoustic guitarist, singer, yeah. Songwriter. Very big hits. Unfortunately died in a plane crash, I believe, in 1973.
There's a lot of that going around.
1945, Rod Stewart.
He is now Sir Roderick Stewart because he was knighted by the Queen last year.
Well, you're on a
roll
today.
2 years ago.
Well, Jennifer Sweet, today in history.
Do you think I'm sexy?
You are on a roll.
It's a song that comes to mind.
Here we go. 1953, Pat Benatar was born.
Hit Me With Your Best Shot. He was another rocker.
I think you're going to sweep here, Jennifer.
Do you?
1981.
And now you're going to get me.
Jared Kushner was born.
Oh, he's Donald Trump's son-in-law. He is also developing the property adjacent to Journal Square. He just put up a high-rise. And it says, B Square Start Here. This is the logo on it, and I like that.
Very good. Okay, dying on this
game. I did it.
Jennifer, you swept the Bournes, yes. And you got three out of the four events. I only have three people who died on the state. We know this is your wheelhouse. So, January 10th, 1917, the world said 1917. The world said goodbye to Buffalo Bill.
He was not a cowboy, a western. Buffalo Bill Cody. He did rodeos, western shows.
Right, his Wild West
Wild
show
West.
Was. Like the most An popular entertainment back in the late 1800s. He had like Sitting Bull in the show. He did like what
and
the
Annie,
Old West was
Annie
like.
Annie Oakley. And
he brought the Old West to the East and people just ate it up. That's Buffalo Bill Cody. He was a soldier and a hunter in his younger days. 1971, Jennifer, Coco Chanel died.
Oh, dressed shabbily. They noticed the dress. Dressed chic. They noticed the woman. She was a French clothing designer.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Interesting story about her, though. People now think she was a Nazi sympathizer. She had very close ties with a lot of Nazis that people were not happy about these days, Jennifer. You don't believe it.
No, it's not that I don't believe it, but think about
she
it.
She did it for survival? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm going to say, think about it. She's designing haute couture clothing during World War II. Who's got the money?
Bad guys?
Right.
That's blood money, Jennifer.
Nonetheless, she's trying to survive
the
empire.
The argument you can make was because she was in occupied France.
Right.
That she did it just as for her own survival.
Exactly.
But there's some stories, Jennifer, that maybe... I think there's an interesting documentary on it. I suggest that you watch it and draw your own conclusions.
And the other thing I always feel is that when we judge history by today's standards, we're a little bit harsh on history. Because, like you said, maybe she was doing it for survival.
Right.
And we're looking at it in retrospect.
Right.
Like this. Anyway.
We'll see.
Let's not go
Jennifer,
that
a big Coco Chanel fan, obviously. This is why I use really just like going to bat for her. And then finally, Jennifer, in 2016, David Bowie died.
Oh, he was a musician. I don't know what song we're up to now, so. That was a lame miss. We're going to be done.
Boy, it's really
China Doll. Yeah, it is. I'm like, I don't want
to
say anything.
I think you got to turn me over. I think I'm done on one side.
China Doll.
China Doll's good. That's the one song you know of David Bowie, China Doll.
I'm trying to
think
of...
That's probably my least favorite David Bowie song.
He did the Little Drummer Boy with Frank Sinatra.
Bing
Crosby, the duo.
Wow, two obscure ones.
I know.
David Bowie, just too many hits to mention. But Jennifer, congratulations.
Thank you.
Almost a clean sweep.
And I think the one that I missed was kind of...
John D. Rockefeller, the next two words out of my mouth were, you should have been Standard Oil.
I missed two of them.
Which one?
Because I missed the going up the Mississippi.
Oh, that's right, the Pittsburgh. No one, that would have been impossible. I think you could have pushed a baby carriage from Pittsburgh to New Orleans in 82 days.
Quite possibly.
But I don't know. Well, that's interesting. Oh, well, so that's today in history. Jennifer, what do you got over there?
I printed out a bunch of stuff about the two Mary Poppinses for you.
You did?
I did.
Jennifer, why did you what a surprise.
Oh,
is
stop
this
it.
Trivia?
I don't know if we can do it as trivia because...
I know a lot about the first one. The second one I maybe don't know so much about.
Well, I started back with the book.
Actually made in the year I was born. I think released right around my when I was born, the first Mary Poppins.
How about that?
I don't know if that has anything to do with my
affinity
obsession
for it.
With it. Yeah, affinity's a better word. Obsession.
Well, obsession's kind of creepy.
Yes. Agreed.
But it's the first book, and there's a Mary Poppins series, did you know that, of books?
Yes.
It was first published in what year?
The Mary Poppins books were probably in the 12s.
1934.
Oh, 30s. That's right. Yeah, 30s.
And they were written by?
P.L. Travers.
And
or Helen Goff as her real name. Another movie alert, Saving Mr. Banks. The whole movie about how Walt Disney got the rights to make Mary Poppins. Great movie.
What address did she come work at?
17 Cherry Tree Lane.
That's correct. What year did she blow into town?
1910?
Yes.
Yes.
And in the book, she's magical.
King Edward's on the throne. It's the age of men.
Did you see the King's Speech?
Yep. Great movie.
Oh, my gosh. It was awesome.
That guy,
and I did not
he better have won the Academy Award.
I did not know he was in Colin
Jeffrey
Firth.
Rush.
Oh, yeah. Colin Firth was in it, too.
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush was amazing in that movie.
And in the book, Mary Poppins is magical. There's no two ways about it.
Yes.
She's not. She's magical.
Okay.
And in the book... There's
not
five.
So much.
There's five children. No, in the book she's magical.
Oh, okay.
Just like from the Gideon.
Gotcha.
In the book, there's five children.
Okay.
There's Jane, Michael, Annabelle, and baby twins, John and Barbara. So in the first movie, Walt Disney adapted the first four books into the musical.
So here's an interesting story. Well, I'm going to
add. Go ahead.
Right? Because the Walt okay. Disney wanted to get the rights for this book forever. So he had a copy of the book, like dog-eared and worn and marked up and stuff like that. So he hired the Sherman Brothers. This was like their first thing. So he hired the Sherman Brothers and he said, read this book, tell me what you think, or whatever. The Sherman Brothers weren't officially hired yet at the Walt Disney Studios. They go on to, you know, be the like greatest songwriting team of all time. So they go and take the book. They bring it back to Walt Disney, and they had circled four chapters or something like that. And Walt Disney brings his book off the shelf, opens the book, and the same four chapters were circled. Then he goes, you're hired.
How about that?
Go ahead.
The film was indeed released in 1964. There were only two children in the movie, Jane and Michael. Do you know how many Academy Awards it was nominated?
I know Julie Andrews won, and I know the songs won. I'm going to say... 10 or 12.
13. And 5 were won, including Julie Andrews. Some differences between the movie and the book. The Banks had more children in the book.
Can we just tell you one more irony there? So Julie Andrews won for Best Actress. She won over the favorite, who was My Fair Lady. What's her name again?
Oh, Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn. And the irony there is Julie Andrews played... Eliza Doolittle on Broadway
stage.
And didn't get the part in the movie.
Yes. And Audrey Hepburn did not sing, so they had a voice double for her singing. And Matt Dolan hates My Fair Lady. The book originally...
So do I, Matt. Good job.
The book originally had a chapter entitled Bad Tuesday, in which Mary and the children visit places around the world using a compass. As the culture changed, some of the original storyline contained offensive stereotypes... and was rewritten in 1967 to remove some of the stereotypes.
Really? I didn't know that. That's interesting.
But as society changed, it was again deemed to be too offensive, and in 1981, the people were replaced with animals.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, the countries they visited. Gotcha.
Right. Obviously, there was no music in the book. Mary Poppins did not sing. It's really getting hot in here. The stories within the first book that do not appear in the movie are visiting the zoo at night, buying gingerbread stars, and the twins talking to the birds. Mary Poppins was much nicer in the movie. She was cold in the book.
So P.L. Travers did not want to make the movie. She did not want to give the rights to Walt Disney. She did so only because I believe she was financially strapped. But she had say on the script, and she came over, and there's actually tapes that still exist, and she tried to impose her will, but she didn't want animation, didn't want music, she didn't want a lot of the stuff that Walt Disney won the day, Jennifer.
In the book, Bert is a match man, and he's a chimney sweep. In the movie, it's assumed that Mary and Bert are more than friends, maybe friends with benefits. But the relationship is less apparent
they
in the
didn't
book.
She didn't want any relationship between Bert and Mary.
Well, there wasn't one in the book. The children do not meet Bert in the book.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And in the book, but, and this is interesting since they didn't really have a relationship, in the book it was only Mary who had the chalk adventure with Bert on her day off. And in the movie, the children are with her.
Makes a lot more sense.
Right, but it's interesting that in the book she didn't have the relationship.
Right.
But, who is the only actor from the original film who also appeared in the sequel?
The great Dick Van Dyke. Oh, actually, there's a cameo from... See, that's incorrect. Jane makes a cameo, the little girl.
Oh, does she?
Yes.
This is... I'm missing... Oh, maybe I just didn't put... I don't know. Strange, I feel like this is page two. Oh, well. Let's see. Ellen the Maid is in both movies.
Yes, different actresses, though.
In the original film, she's played by Hermione Baddeley. And
in the next one, it's the woman who's the Weasley's mother.
Julie Walters.
In Harry Potter movies.
She's won BAFTA and Golden Globe. Admiral Banks is a character in both.
Admiral Boom.
Admiral Boom, I'm sorry. The Banks eccentric cannon shooting neighbor.
Yes.
It was Reginald Owen in the first film and David Warner in the second. Let's see, the kids obviously are in both. In 2018, Michael has three children.
Yes.
One of the most memorable characters in the first one was played by Edwin.
Uncle Albert.
He's not in the second.
But she's got an Aunt Topsy or something.
Yes, Meryl Streep, that I did not know. And I did not know who the old woman named for the thing she's usually seen with. In the original one, it was the bird woman, Jane Darwell.
This one is the Balloon Lady, and that's Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, I didn't.
A 90-something-year-old. I didn't know Angela Lansbury was that old.
No, neither did I. And
she looks good.
They didn't really play up the, except for Lin-Manuel Miranda, but they didn't really play up the other stars with the bit parts, which I'm kind of surprised. The Evil Banker was originally Dick Van Dyke.
Colin Firth takes the role over.
Yes. The animated penguins are back.
Yeah. Actually, very interesting. The new one used old animation instead of the computer imaging
yes.
that the movies use now, and it came out just wonderful.
The second one is set in 1934, and it's called The Great Slump in Britain.
Yes. Depression, England.
Yes. When Jane and Michael, the children of wealthy and uptight Banks family, are faced with the prospect of a new nanny, they are pleasantly surprised. And they embark on a series of fantastical adventures with Mary and Bert. The siblings try to pass on some of their nanny's sunny attitude to the preoccupied parents. In the second one, Lin-Manuel Miranda is her friend as a street lamplighter. She returns to Depression-era London to visit Jane and Michael, and helps Jane and Michael rediscover the joy they knew as children.
It's a wonderful movie, Jennifer. Another great message.
And there were 18 songs in the original one, and 27 in the sequel.
27, wow. Did they have a list of the 18? I could see if I can name them. That would be a good trivia.
I don't, but you know what? I can get it during the break. Mark Shaman, which is curiously like Sherman.
Interesting. Yes, did the music in the songwriter.
Yeah, he did the music for the second one.
One of the Sherman brothers has died, but Richard Sherman is still alive, and he was an executive producer who, like, okayed the songs.
Yes. Let's see. The pivotal moments of both movies, it occurs in the bank. In Mary Poppins, when Michael Banks doesn't want to return, deposit his tuppence. And then in Mary Poppins Returns, the Banks children create the scene when they overhear the bank president talking about taking the Banks family home. The epic dance scene, which I think you've referred to.
Tripping the Light, fantastic. In the new one, in the old one, it is Step in Time.
Yes, with the chimney sweeps. And then that you also mentioned this last week, the scenes
that mimic each other. Yes,
yes. Ape. The jumping into the sidewalk.
Yes, is jumping into the bowl or jumping into the bathtub.
Right. So that's what I got for you.
That's great, Jennifer. Thank you, like you that? For that. I think we've whetted your appetite for you to see the movie.
No, I do want to see it. Timing's just not working. Timing is against me.
Okay, it's 11:37. Jim Gano will be in 23 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business. I'm sure he'll have a lot of good business tips for all you small business owners out there.
Okay, go.
What?
The songs from Mary Poppins.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
There's 17.
Overture.
Yep.
Does that count?
Yep.
Sister Suffragette.
Yep. That's number three.
Number two is where he's in the park singing. It's a takeoff of Chim Chim Marie. Okay, The Life I Lead.
Yep. Wow.
Let's just walk you through it. The Perfect Nanny, is it called?
That's number two, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so The Life I Lead.
Life I Lead, Perfect Nanny. We got four so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. Spoonful of Sugar.
That's correct.
Jolly Holiday.
Yep, there's one in between those two.
We'll come back. Supercalifragilistic.
Okay. Yep.
Stay Awake.
Yep.
I Love to Laugh.
Yep.
Let me skip around now. Let's Go Fly a Kite.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah. Feed the Birds.
Yep.
Chim Chimmery.
Yep.
A Man Has Dreams.
Yep. Got four left.
That's the whole plot of the movie in one song. That's the brilliance of Walt Disney. One more?
There's four left.
Oh, four left.
Go back to between A Spoonful of Sugar and Jolly Holiday.
Okay.
And think about what's going on between the two things.
So they go to the park and meet Bert. He's singing art. Yeah. Like he's drawing the pictures.
So what is he?
Chalk pavement.
Pavement artist, yes.
Okay.
And then, did you say Stay Awake?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the last one you said.
Oh, wait, the bank one. Fidelity Fiduciary Bank.
Yep. There's another one. It's also subtitled The Life I Lead. It's got bank in the title.
Go ahead, give it to me.
The British Bank.
Okay, yeah. It's Run with Precision.
And then there's one that...
A British home requires nothing less. Tradition... Okay, go ahead.
And then Dick Van Dyke did one after Chim Chimnery. Chim Chimmer... Chim Chim.
Yeah, this where he's cleaning the... You oh, Step in Time.
Step in Time.
Yeah.
Very good. Very impressive.
How did I forget Step in Time?
I do not know. That was very impressive.
The big dance number.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer,
which we just talked about.
Why don't we go to our last commercial break a little early, and then I got a lot of trivia that I asked people last night at Heron Glen Golf Course.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 17 minutes to take care of some business.
I got some trivia to ask Jennifer. I like to, since the Hunterdon County Library is the font of knowledge and Jennifer is assistant director, we like to show off her skills sometimes. This is show. If you ever have a question or anything, you can call or come into the Hunterdon County Library. But we're always there to help you. We also have all of our electronic resources, all of our other services to help you live a more knowledgeable life. Hey, Jennifer, maybe that's a new catchphrase for the Hunterdon County Library. Off the top of my head, no?
She's shaking
her head.
I didn't shake my head. I rolled my eyes.
Okay, Jennifer, here's some general trivia to kick to warm you up a little bit. Okay, Jennifer, Holland is the informal name for what world country?
The Netherlands.
Very good. What is the only NFL football team named after their coach?
It's going to take me too long to run through them.
Looking for the Cleveland Browns. They were named after Paul Brown, their first coach. And the movie Despicable Me, Jennifer, Gru's evil plan was to steal what? Did you ever see Despicable?
No, I know there's some minions in them. But
okay, that's all you know. The moon. He was going to shrink the moon and steal the moon. No, you're shaking your head on that one. Jennifer, what is the name or call sign of the helicopter that carries the President of the United States?
I don't know. Air Force One is the plane. I don't know the helicopter.
Plane is Air Force One. The helicopter is Marine One.
Oh, of course it is.
You knew that?
I know it now that you say it.
John Wayne won an Oscar for Best Actor only once in his career, Jennifer. What was the movie?
The Searchers.
Looking for True Grit. In the sport of fishing, Jennifer, what is a creel?
It is the basket you carry.
Very good. You're a fisherwoman.
I'm a crossword puzzle person.
Oh. What do you fish ever? Have you ever fished in your life?
You know, I used to fish in the Navesink River.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, down by the where they've rented those boats down by the
And I grew up with a rare.
Was that good fishing? You should have went to Shadow Lake right by there. That would have been better.
I got a trout once.
Got a trout in the Navesink River? Wow, that's impressive.
And then there used to be a pond. Like, you'd walk down the railroad tracks and there'd be a pond back there. And then when we moved up here, I was on the Raritan River. I don't think we ever really fished in that a lot, though.
There's a lot of fish in there. They stocked that.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, within 2 years, what year did Freddie Mercury of Queen die? Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Don't know. 1988.
Oh, so close. 91.
Ugh.
That's a good guess. What is pictured on the current seal of Hunterdon County?
I'm laughing because James is like, is that like a bomb explosive? It looks like a nuclear bomb. It's a sheaf of wheat.
It is 100% correct. So we did this at Herring Glen Golf Course last night, and then I was asking because I go, oh, no, there's probably a seal somewhere in this room. Okay, what celebrity's tombstone has the epitaph, "That's all, folks"?
Mel Blanc.
Very good, the voice of all those Looney Tune characters. And then finally, what was the number of the Apollo mission that first safely landed men on the moon in 1969?
Nine.
We're looking for Apollo 11.
That's my second choice.
Okay, Jennifer, ask your caddy. It's the theme for this round. Don't judge. The big song in Mary Poppins called "A Cover Is Not the Book."
Okay.
Very big song. And I think this applies here, Jennifer. Ask your caddy. All of the following answers, Jennifer, you're either going to choose between a wood or an iron.
Okay.
Which means either the word wood or the word iron would be in the answers.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So, it's not so bad.
Now, thank you. Who was the 28th president of the United States?
Woodrow Wilson.
What mineral is also known as fool's gold?
Iron oxide.
Iron pyrite. I thought you'd remember that episode
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie when poor Half-Pint thought she was rich beyond her dreams.
But I didn't understand why the Olsons were going to be poor because they were rich.
They would have ran them out of business. I don't know. Lou Gehrig, Jennifer, of the New York Yankees, was known by what nickname?
It's Iron. I don't know.
The Iron Horse. What Broadway play by Stephen Sondheim intertwines plots of several fairy tales?
Into the Woods.
Very good. Who provided the voice of Scar in the Disney animated feature The Lion King?
Jeremy Irons.
Very good. Who portrayed Susan Walker in Miracle on 34th Street?
Natalie Wood.
What 1998 book written by Bill Bryson was made into a movie starring Robert Redford and Nick Nolte?
A Walk in the Woods.
Very good. The conflict during the U.S. Civil War that featured the Merrimack and the Monitor was known by what name? Name the conflict.
Oh, I would have said Old Ironside.
Old Ironsides was the USS Constitution. Yeah. Wrong war. Look for the Battle of the Ironclads. Those are the two ironclad naval battle in Hampton Roads, Virginia. I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me, is the opening line to what Beatles song? I once had a girl, or should I say, she once had me. Norwegian Wood. No? Not a Beatles fan?
I think it's been established.
What is located, Jennifer? Here's a New York question for you to finish it up. What is located at 175 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan?
The Flatiron Building.
Correct.
I have been up almost all, I've been all the way up to the top in the Flatiron Building because Macmillan Publishers are there.
Okay.
And they're moving downtown to the Equity Building this year. It's very sad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't think you're going to know this movie one, Jennifer. It's all, I'll tell you the top. If you want it, I'll give it to you. So it's two-point answers. I'm going to give you an actor from a movie. You got to tell me whether Bruce Willis portrayed him or Woody Harrelson portrayed him, and then you got to tell me what movie it's from. It could be kind of tough. Okay, moving on. 2018 in the news, Jennifer. How much do you remember about last year?
Probably more than I want to.
What was the name of the hurricane that devastated the Florida Panhandle in October 2018?
You know what? I meant to remember this because I knew this would come up at some point.
It's come up, Jennifer. It's the day of reckoning.
It's not Florence. I don't remember.
Michael. Hurricane Michael. What world city hosted the Winter Olympics in February 2018? Pyeongchang, South Korea. In September, Jennifer, Saudi Arabia finally passed a law, and for the first time ever, women were allowed to do what?
Drive.
Very good. John McCain died in September 2018. Within 5 years, how many years did he represent Arizona as senator?
46.
31.
Oh.
What month in 2018 did the school shooting take place at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School?
April.
February.
February 14th, around then.
Yep. What was the name of the woman who famously testified against Brett Kavanaugh's appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Oh, gosh, I can see her picture. I can see her face with her hand up in the air and the glasses and the doctor.
Christine Blasey Ford. Question seven. Two movies, Jennifer, about World War II were nominated for Best Picture in 2018. Name one of them.
Dunkirk.
Dunkirk is one. The Darkest Hour.
I could have named the other one if you had.
What's the other? Oh, okay. You only needed one.
I could have done two. I saw them both.
What was the name of the USA gymnast national team doctor that was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison in January? Larry Nassar. You can picture him, right? How many games did the Dodgers win in the World Series in 2018?
Three.
One. Just one. And then Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who was murdered in the Saudi Arabian consulate in October, he was a columnist for what U.S. newspaper?
Was it in Ohio?
No.
Washington Post?
Correct. Was it Ohio? No. The Washington Post, then. Okay, finally, Jennifer, you might have to draw, or actually, I was appalled when I picked up papers at the end of the round. People were drawing pictures of the United States, and boy, they were not very good. Jennifer, I require six answers here.
Okay.
Six U.S. states share a land border with Wyoming. How many can you name of the six?
Utah.
Is one.
Colorado.
Is two.
Arizona.
Is not one.
New Mexico?
Is not one.
South Dakota?
Is one. Yes, that's three.
Idaho?
That's four.
What have I said? Nevada?
No. You're missing two. You've said Idaho, Utah, Colorado, and South Dakota. It's the big one right above it.
Montana?
Correct. And one more.
It's on the east, right?
Yes. Good call.
Oklahoma or Kansas?
Keep going up one more.
Kansas. It's above Kansas.
And below South Dakota.
The heck? I'm usually really...
The Cornhusker State.
Oh, Nebraska. I'm usually pretty good with U.S. geography.
Yes. You got four. That's pretty good. Wouldn't help, but it would have helped your team, maybe. I don't know. It was split. Half the teams got it, half the teams missed it, Jennifer. A lot of teams like to say Oregon, and some teams said Nevada.
Oregon? That's like way up over here.
It's on the other side of Idaho, yes, Jennifer. So that's a trivia. If you like what you heard and you would like more, Lone Eagle, stop by Lone Eagle and sign up for the next trivia nights that will be coming up in the end of January. Maybe Jennifer Winberry and her husband would make an appearance sometimes. I know they'd have a great time. But we'll see. Okay, it's 11:54. We have 3 minutes left, Jennifer. What do we need to wrap up? What do we need to talk about? Let me just mention one thing about the Friends of the Library.
You mentioned one thing about the Friends of the Library.
And then you're going to do what?
I don't know.
Oh. So the Friends of the Library put this in the latest scoop. It's called New Year, New Venture. The start of a new year gives us pause to think about changes we may like to make. Perhaps meet new people, become more involved with our community, help others, share knowledge, or travel abroad. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, is not planning any air travel, but we could help with other ideas. Want to deliver books to homebound residents? Share your knowledge of logistics or social media? Enjoy planning and organizing, the feeding of a large group of hungry volunteers? Want to engage in interesting conversations or fun chatter? Check out the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at www.hclibrary.us/friends to learn more about who we are and what we do. We welcome new volunteers. Please send an email to fohclfriends @gmail.com and let us know how you can help to make this organization a bigger and better part of, and that's where it cuts off. It's either Huntington County or I don't know how that sentence ends. So the Friends is a great group. All the things, a lion's share of the things Jennifer and I talk about on this program were funded or helped out or assisted by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. They're a great group. We've had them for about 22, 23 years now.
They're as old as Kara, aren't they?
Yeah, they're almost exactly as old as my daughter, Kara. That's how I can remember.
You just couldn't.
Kara was born in 95, so.
So they were going to be 24 this year.
24? Yeah, 24. I keep thinking, forgetting it's 2019 already.
Yeah.
It's already 20 years since 1999. 20 years.
I know.
Ouch. That's unbelievable, Jennifer.
I know.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well.
It's not depressing. We've got to make the most.
That's right.
The time we have remaining.
All right, before Jim starts singing. Thank you for listening. Remember?
With tuppence for paper and strings.
Wherever you go, you can call in.
You can have Stop your in. Own set of wings.
Or go online. The library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have the absolute right to declare a national emergency.
That's President Trump as he was speaking to reporters while leaving the White House, now in flight on his way to the U.S.-Mexican border to highlight the need for more border security. And as for declaring a national emergency, the president went on to say,
I haven't done it yet. I may do it. If this doesn't work out, probably I will do it. I would almost say definitely.
Back at the White House, federal workers are rallying there across from it as the partial government shutdown nears 3 weeks. About 800,000 federal workers furloughed or still working without pay. At least one person's been detained for questioning in connection with the fatal shooting of a Shreveport, Louisiana police officer last night. Officer Shateri Payne was walking to work when she was killed. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225. 998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continuing a trip to several allies in the Middle East, currently visiting Cairo, Egypt, where he assured that the United States is not changing its policies overall despite the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria that's been ordered by President Trump.
The United States under President Trump will remain a steadfast partner in the region for Egypt and others. We urge every country to take meaningful action to crush terrorism and denounce its ideological roots. You'll not fight these battles alone. Our robust battle against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups will continue.
Police in Arizona are still asking for the public's help in the case of a woman who gave birth at a healthcare facility in Phoenix while in a vegetative state where she had been for years. Police say DNA samples gathered from men who work at Hacienda Healthcare are now being tested. Police were called to the facility on December 29th when they found the incapacitated woman had just delivered a baby. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The leader of a top firefighters union is blasting